You know, about a week ago, when I was contemplating what it was that we were to share with you all, I was sitting on the beach there in Florida, and I felt the Lord tell me, and so I'm going to pass it on to you to be obedient, to tell you that His love is always here, always with you, among you, everlasting and never failing. So. If home is where the heart is, almost 21 years ago, my husband Clark and I and our 9- and 6-year-old son and daughter were homeless. Not in the true sense, but we had just packed up 8 large jumbo-sized suitcases with our supposedly most essential belongings, and we were preparing to move to Ecuador. And we were responding to a spiritual encounter, a calling that we had had about 1.5 years earlier, when my husband believed, and I believe, that God spoke to him and told him that we were to fulfill a purpose that He had in our lives, and we were to move to Ecuador and love His people. So for brevity this morning, I won't go into detail about the concerns, the worries of family and friends about this move, and the physical, emotional, and spiritual obstacles and opposition that we experienced. But we held tightly to the faith that we were supposed to move to Ecuador. In the middle of the night, we lay in bed sometimes listening to the new sounds of a neighborhood in a city. And I'd ask Clark, "We're supposed to be here, right?" And sometimes he'd say, "I know that God told us to move here. We just have to hang tight. We just have to be patient." We knew He was going before us, and we began learning that He is always moving through time before us. He's always preparing. He's always ordering, setting things out, and He wants us to pray and listen, sometimes wait, but then also it's a process of just putting one foot in front of the other, and He will show us the way. And most of the time, I think we all know the sensation is that of walking in the dark as if we were blind. Our scripture this morning is from Daniel, the 2nd chapter. And I've asked Rick to read it for us.
"Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are His. And He changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with Him. I thank You and praise You, O God of my fathers. You have given me wisdom and might, and have now made known to me what we ask of You, for You have made known to us the king's demand."
Thank you. I love this prayer. The moment I read it, I thought that is something that all of us as believers can read every day and pray that. The context of the story is that there was this horrible time of great pressure in the land to find someone who could interpret a very disturbing dream that the king had had. And the story goes that God gave Daniel counsel and wisdom. David answered the need. He sought mercies from the God of heaven. Then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. And then the scripture says, so Daniel blessed the God of heavens with the prayer that Rick just read. One of the beautiful things about growing up and growing older and hopefully maturing a bit spiritually is that we can see, acknowledge, thank and praise God for how He has worked and will continue to work in our lives. In times of peace and stability, it's easy to praise God and glorify Him. But we must remember that especially in times of adversity and obstacles, doubt and worry, that we are to train our minds and ingrain in our character the necessity of demonstrating and speaking our faith, even when it's weak and hanging by a thread. Because many times our honesty and our transparency can minister to others, and that can give them the opportunity to minister to us. And so everybody's faith is strengthened. Anyway, it's a funny sort of teamwork the way that works out. So in 1990, Clark and I and our 2 children arrived in Ecuador, and there were lots of fears, some that I acknowledged and others that I didn't even know I had. And there were frustrations, some about things that I knew that would frustrate me and other things. It's like God reached deep down inside and pulled out all this stuff and said, look, here you are, Melinda. I could always manage to keep a lot of those things hidden or under control. And so oftentimes we don't know that there are issues that we deal with. I remember the racing thoughts in my head as we gathered up our things to get off the plane that night when it landed in Quito 21 years ago. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, what have we done? Fear and doubt. And then, position that or that counterposition with thinking that there's going to be a fanfare of trumpets when we walk off the plane. Pride and self-reliance. We dealt with all of that, and we still deal with all that. But anyway, let's watch and listen to this story in just a moment. And remember, behind every glowing scene of happy children and efficient and organized staff, and all that you will see and hear in this video, or if you've been to Ecuador and you've participated in the ministry, all of that was built on a foundation of lessons learned, many of them the hard way, most of them the hard way. There were lots of tears, there were lots of sleepless nights, there was lots of discord and disagreements. Thankfully, finally resolved. God worked a mighty work in Clark and me. And in spite of our immaturity and our lack of understanding and our imperfection, he allowed us to be part of his establishing a ministry we called For His Children. Let's show the video.
On a December morning in 2001, For His Children welcomed a very tiny premature baby boy born in the northern city of Ibarra, Ecuador. His birth mother asked that her baby be adopted, as she was psychologically and financially unable to care for him. Alexander's first 3 months of life were spent in the hospital, where he recovered from low birth weight, respiratory infections, and other problems. Concerned about blindness that can occur in children born prematurely, FHC asked the hospital ophthalmologist to examine his eyes. On December 13th, an ambulance brought him to the doors of FHC and the waiting arms of loving caregivers. For His Children is a Christian ministry in Ecuador, caring for homeless children by providing food, clothing, medical care, education, therapy, and lots of love in a warm, clean, and colorful environment. The ministry's goals are to care for the abandoned child until they can be reunited with their birth family or adopted, and to share the love of Christ with these precious children and all who come in contact with the ministry. For His Children is founded on the principle that each child is created in God's image. He loves them and commands us to care for His little ones. In 1990, Clark and Melinda Moore answered God's call to love His children in Quito, Ecuador. For His Children has grown over the years to include 3 homes, a therapy room, and a preschool classroom on 2 acres of peaceful green lawns and shade trees in North Quito. It is here that an average of 50 children, ages newborn and older, are nurtured, loved, and encouraged. Our professional support staff includes a full-time psychologist, social worker, and administrator. In 2005, For His Children established a ministry for children in the province of Cotopaxi, about 2 hours south of Quito. Construction is underway on a 2-story home in the city of Latacunga, with the capacity to care for approximately 40 children.
In 2010, our home in Latacunga received the donation of playground equipment, which the children love. Recently, we completed work on a small soccer field. Inside the home, the first floor has been completed with a large kitchen and dining room, 2 living rooms, 5 bedrooms, 6 baths, offices, and a conference room. Our Latacunga staff is made up of an enthusiastic and hardworking team, a child psychologist, physical therapist, administrator, and of course, our loving and patient caregivers. We are now completing Tacunga Home. Some tile floors, windows, and lights have been installed, and now we're working on the ceilings, finish electrical, plumbing, and more. Thanks to our Ecuadorian construction team, visiting mission groups and other volunteers, the home is fulfilling the dream of a comfortable and beautiful living area for the ministry's future needs. Our Latacunga children come from local and neighboring provinces by way of the courts, hospitals, and other institutions. They currently range in age from infants to 8 years old, with normal needs and special needs. In 2010, we started a preschool program in coordination with a local university. Our goal, as we've been doing for more than 20 years, is to care for them like our own and then help to place them with loving forever families as quickly as the legal system will allow. We are working to make the judges, courts, and welfare officials aware of the importance of a child spending those critical first years of their life with a permanent family. When possible, we work toward family reunification in certain cases to prevent abandonment. We're proud of our staff and the work of For His Children Latacunga, which has made it a well-regarded and supported presence in Ecuador.
For His Children is known throughout Ecuador as a ministry that provides quality care with love and individualized attention for all of the children who pass through its doors. Over 500 children have received the nurturing care of For His Children. Some have moved into their birth families, and most of the children have been adopted by families in Ecuador, North America, and Europe.
For us to witness the birth of a new family is really a sacred moment. We realize that we've been the child's family for the last 2 to 3 years in most cases, and so the kids do need some time, usually anywhere from 3 to 5 days, to adjust to meeting this new couple that is their new parents. What gives us the most joy in the process of adoption is seeing how these children blossom, how they grow and change physically and emotionally and psychologically with the love of their forever family.
Each child is valued and respected. Their health and emotional needs are carefully evaluated. Their legal situation is assessed to determine whether they can be reunited with their birth family, which is one of For His Children's priorities. This may include crisis intervention and life skills coaching. If reunification is unsuccessful, the child's case becomes eligible for national or international adoption. Some children who are not adopted because of their severe special needs will remain at For His Children.
People often ask where the children come from that we care for. And the majority come from hospitals and clinics in the Quito area. Oftentimes they come from children's programs in other provinces. A typical case is little Gabriel, who arrived just a few days ago. The police brought him to the hospital after the baby was found, wrapped in a blanket with a wool scarf. And a neighbor found the little baby and called the police, and he was brought to the children's hospital. And after a few days, the social worker calls For His Children to see if we have room to welcome him.
The ratio of one caregiver for every 5 children provides personalized attention for each child, most importantly for those with special needs. School-age children have the opportunity to learn in an appropriate environment. FHC is committed to providing a stimulating learning experience for all the children in our very own preschool. A therapy pool helps develop new skills, self-confidence, and provides lots of fun. The smile on the face of a child with cerebral palsy when she learns to relax her muscles and float is indescribable. Our children with special needs participate in weekly horse riding therapy, which creates a bond of trust and confidence that improves motor skills and can enhance a child's self-esteem. For His Children welcomes and encourages your participation in the ministry. There are several ways you can become involved.
We need your prayers. We have been here for over 17 years, and time again, I've seen that prayer is what sustains us, strengthens us, and guides us. So if you can take the time to set aside and pray for our workers, for our staff, for the children, for the resources that we need to function and continue in the work that God has given us, God says that whatever you ask in His name, He will do.
Financial donations to For His Children provide for food, medical care, and other general expenses involved in caring for the children. Our child sponsorship program provides special opportunities for a child based on their individual needs and preferences.
Our child sponsorship program enables a person or a family to personally connect with a specific child here at For His Children. It's a way for the sponsors to rejoice with us and to marvel at the changes going on in the child's life and their development. It's also important for the child. If they're old enough, they can really benefit psychologically by knowing that they have godparents, they have sponsors, padrinos, who are praying for them, thinking about them, and have their photo on their refrigerator door. For example, Carla, Jessica, Juliet, and Heido, because of their sponsors, have been given the opportunity to go to a private school in our neighborhood here in Quito, and that has enabled them to have a higher quality education, which really has helped those children to benefit socially as well as academically. And we welcome your participation in the program. Just send us an email or write us a letter, and we'll help you get started and help you connect with one of our beautiful children.
A visit to For His Children is very often described as a life-changing experience. Groups and missions teams from churches and schools visit For His Children throughout the year. They spend a week or two taking care of the children, helping with maintenance and construction, as well as getting to know the beautiful people and the scenery of Ecuador. We would love to give you an opportunity to bless His children. But don't be surprised if the person truly blessed is you. Alexander is now almost 7 years old. In 2005, he and his younger brother David were adopted by a loving family and now live in Florida. Alex and his brother are destined for an amazing life. Who could have imagined that the adversity confronting them in their early lives would be overcome with prayer, love, and the attentive care they received at For His Children? Now, Alex attends a school for children with visual challenges and impresses his teachers with his fluent English and advanced vocabulary. David will soon be 6 and is gifted in music and is as intelligent as his brother. Theirs is a story of odds being beaten, hopes being surpassed, prayers being answered. Simply put, a miracle.
The video tells this story so much better than words can. But as you can see, For His Children is now out of its teens and into its early 20s. It's beginning a new phase of development. It's looking toward the future in a way we never have before. It's exciting and encouraging to us, and we're grateful and encouraged by everyone who prays for the ministry and supports it financially. With our sights on Him, we are all ears open for God's guidance for the ministry, and our prayer is that it will grow in influence and in integrity. And if it grows and expands physically, that's great. But as long as it can have an even greater influence in the world for His purposes. While I am still the sole director of For His Children, now that my husband is retiring, we have been blessed with an excellent staff down in Ecuador. So while Clark and I are up here in the States, we have a marvelous group of men and women down in Ecuador who are managing both our homes in Quito and in Latacunga. And they, together with our boards of directors, we have two, one in the States and also one in Ecuador, we're working to make For His Children strong, especially as we begin leadership transition. We're praying for discernment as we watch to see who God brings up as the new leader and leaders of the ministry. I would like to read another scripture. I think, Ellen, you're going to read that for us. It's in Psalm 113.
Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, His glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, who dwells on high, who humbles himself to behold the things that are in the heavens and in the earth? He raises the poor out of the dust. He lifts the needy out of the ash heap, that he may seat him with princes, with the princes of his people. Praise the Lord.
This chapter in Psalm reminds me a lot of Daniel's prayer. It's as if each phrase could be read over and over again, meditated on, and allowed to sink into our minds. As believers, we are to recognize and speak openly of God's power, His might, His beauty, His sovereignty in all circumstances, even when they're not going as we would like them to go. Our role is to be obedient, and He will guide us. He will equip us for whatever we need. You know, there are a lot of stories in the Bible about people who lacked faith, lacked hope, lacked confidence in the beginning, but they moved forward and God used them. I really believe that our understanding of God's purposes and the why, answering that big question why that so many of us ask at various points in our life, our scope of understanding is so infinitesimal, and we have to trust that in the realm of what we cannot see, there are marvelous and huge and tremendous things going on. And we have to move forward in that confidence. We have just no idea of what the dimensions are of what the Holy Spirit is doing in our lives. God is always leading us beyond our known boundaries. And my prayer is that He will always lead us beyond our boundaries, beyond our comfortable boundaries. The power of the Holy Spirit is the only explanation for the hope and the comfort and strength that Clark and I have experienced and have felt over the last 6 to 8 months. Some of you may not know that last year my husband began to experience some difficulties walking. And we went to several neurologists, and by December, a diagnosis of ALS was confirmed. ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease, is a degenerative neurological disease that affects limbs, walking, speech, breathing, things like that. At this point, there is no cure, there is no pill. We're moving forward. We're trusting the Lord to give us strength and to supply what we need each day. So because His word tells us to, in all circumstances, we now encourage all of us to praise and honor Him and speak of His glory in all times. We're amazed and thankful for what He has done in and through For His Children for the past 21 years. It has touched countless lives, children, adoptive parents, families in Ecuador, the U.S., Canada, and in Europe, our staff, volunteers, visitors, mission teams, churches in Ecuador, the U.S., and Canada. People in the Ecuadorian government, our supporters, donors, wherever they live. And it has and will have a ripple effect for generations to come. And so now Clark's and my lives our life is taking on a different dimension, both in relationship to FHC and as we live with the advancing symptoms of Clark's ALS. But we want to continue to praise Him and remember that we do not understand all of His ways and purposes, but we know that God is still that same glory-filled, omnipotent, omniscient God who gave Daniel wisdom and insight. He's that same God for all of us today. So we could pray together, please. Father, we know that we often fall short of living a divinely inspired life, but that is so much our desire. We can't do it by our own strength, only by your Spirit. We willingly confess our shortcomings, our sins, and ask you to fill us again today with your Spirit. Form hearts of servants in us. As we go out today, inspire us to praise you in all circumstances, to give in to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Help us to deliver, to develop that, to make it a habit. We thank you, Lord, because your love is always here, always with us, among us, everlasting and never failing. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.